to get back to you.
Hi, you've reached Keith Spencer Forest Products Incorporated, in the home of the Spencers. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and we'll be happy to call you back as soon as we can. Thank you, and have a good day.
Hi, James. This is Steve with Bank of Cardiff. Sorry I missed you. I'm actually looking to follow up on a finance offer that was sent out about 2.5 weeks ago. And it looks like we pre-approved you for $250K. Just hoping maybe you had a chance to look it over. I'm sure you guys get these a bunch and just end up tossing them. Anyway, a little background on us. We are a small business bank. We do specialize in equipment financing and working capital. This offer is based off of some lending that you guys did with MBank a couple of years back. I don't know if that rings a bell. But because you guys have some good lending history with them, we were actually able to pre-approve you for $250K. So I want to touch base with you and just see how business is going, see what y'all got in the hopper this quarter. Hello?
Hello?
Hi,
what's
is that...
this?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Steve with Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff?
Yeah, it's C-A-R-D-I-F-F.
Okay.
And I'm really just trying to follow up with an offer that we sent out to you guys.
What's the address you had on that offer?
The address we had, sorry, is 1110 Townline Road.
What was the business name?
It is Keith Spencer Forest, right?
That's us.
Yeah,
but
okay.
What I'd like to know is how is James on our business account?
Is James not there anymore, or...?
James was never even a part.
Oh,
like,
really?
Owner
okay.
of this oh. business. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We did get this offer. Your mm-hmm. your offer. That's I was listening to your message because I was kind of like curious.
No worries, I got you. I'm sorry. I guess I just have some old information. I do apologize about that.
Well, no. What we're kind of curious about is mm-hmm. How did you go about getting James's name with Keith Spencer Forest Products? How did
I'm
you
not
guys get that?
Well, that just comes up through our D&B credit profile. I don't know if he's never been on there. It's just through our vending system that we have. Someone might have hit the wrong button, put the wrong name in there. I don't know how that happened.
Well, no, we've been getting quite a few offers.
Oh, really?
His name with our account and is
wondering. Oh, okay.
So we're wondering how the two got associated.
Right.
How you guys find this information.
No, I got you. I don't know how that got on there. That's not part of what I do. I'm really just trying to follow up with people that, you know, comes across my desk and they give me, you know, call this person. So that's what I was doing. So I don't know how that name got on there. I mean, I can try to take it off. That's all I can do. I can even write a note on there to say that he's not even part of this anymore. So at least our company won't call James anymore.
Well, we're just wondering, is there mm-hmm. accounts out there with our business name with somebody else is getting the funding in our name or, because you never,
right.
I mean, how in the hell?
No, I totally understand. I don't think so. I mean, the only way that could happen would be, I mean, because we look at a bunch of stuff. I mean, I know our company wouldn't right now just because, you know, you have to have the Secretary of State, you know, everything has to match up in order for us to even pull out a loan onto the business. So if James doesn't match up with Keith Spencer at all, then there should be nothing to really worry about.
Okay.
But, yeah. So, I mean, I do apologize. Since you were listening to the message I was leaving, are you guys interested at all, or?
Well, we may be, but
yeah?
We don't
okay.
know if, are you, I don't mm-hmm. think your
go ahead.
Information is correct. That's what I mean. I don't think that, I don't know what you guys are going off from, him or us. Know
okay.
what I mean?
Sure. Well,
so
you know,
I mean, you guys have got all this information saying that we're pre-approved, but did you go off from his or us?
Well, we go off of the Keith Spencer Forest. That's who we go off of. We don't really go off of James. I don't know who that was.
Okay. That's his dad. That's how
oh, okay.
I know. Okay.
Is he the owner?
No, he is Spencer Forest Products. We are Keith Spencer Forest Products.
Ah, I gotcha.
So we constantly have to, we're constantly trying to fix shit that people think the two companies are the same and they're
right.
not, and...
I gotcha. Okay.
So if you have Keith Spencer Forest Products, then...
I do. I have
that
Keith
is
Spencer
correct.
Forest
That is
yeah.
us.
Yeah, that's
James
it.
Should know where be associated with it.
Okay. Was there, before Keith Spencer, was it Spencer Forest Products or anything
no.
like that? Okay.
No. Keith Spencer Forest Products been in business for almost 17, 18 years.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
So, but he started out when he was 21.
Nice.
And his dad's
okay.
business is called Spencer Forest Products. So
okay.
we get a lot of, you know, they started together but two separate companies.
Sure. No, I gotcha. Yeah. So, I mean, I really wouldn't be worried about anything just because, like I said, everything has to match up no matter what. If, you know, Keith is the owner and you guys 50-50 on the ownership?
Nope.
No?
No,
okay. So Keith. No, I mean,
there is
that,
no connection between the two companies.
No. I'm not talking about James and Keith. I'm talking about you and Keith. Are you guys?
Oh, are we Keith
yeah.
and I 50-50?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
it's his business.
Okay. Yeah. So everything would have to match up. I mean, we'd look at Keith and his business. So it would have nothing to do with it. Really, it probably was just a typo that someone put James in there. I don't know why. But again, there's really nothing. I mean, we have your mailing address and just a bank that you guys did some financing with, like, back in 2015. I don't know if that makes...
2015?
Yeah.
As of last year with MBank.
Yeah.
That would be us.
Okay. So, yeah, so that information's correct.
Correct.
Okay. So someone, I think, just typed in James. I don't know why, but I can definitely put some notes on there that say that James is not affiliated with it whatsoever. So at least that way our company won't, get that mistake anymore.
Okay, so your record is going off from the loan that was pulled from MBank in 2015.
Right. Uh-huh.
That banking is correct. That would be our Timber Pro.
Okay, yeah. So that's what we're going off of then. So, yeah. So, I mean, were you guys interested in, are you guys looking to do something or?
Well, as long as you guys are, what you're telling me is correct, yeah, we're interested in hearing what you have to say. We kind of disregarded the thing because we seen James' name on it, and we're like, well, wait a second, we don't want to do this because of this.
Okay.
You know, we don't want to take a credit card out in somebody else's name when it's our business, so.
No,
but,
I got you.
So some of the information wasn't correct, and that's why we did not look at your offer.
Okay.
But if you're looking at the right information regarding us, then yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, it goes off your guys' business. It has nothing really to do with James or anything like that.
Okay. What about, I found the card, but I'm looking for your
It should have, like, a gold crown on it.
Activate your Platinum business account today. Let me see and make sure. Yeah, because we set it aside and we're like, oh, shit, is somebody trying to take our shit out and somebody else's name? Like, oh, my God, credit fraud.
Yeah, no, that's not a very good feeling, right?
No, that's why we set it aside. We were going to actually check up on it, but we've been pretty busy.
Yeah.
We're only here half the week, so.
Okay.
Okay, let's see here.
And you sound kind of busy at the moment, so I'm not trying to take up much of your time. So.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
I was just trying to look at, see. Okay, so it didn't really have a...
I mean, I can go over...
Standard.
Just like I said, you guys are pre-approved for $250K. That's either equipment financing or working capital. Now, are you familiar with working capital?
Explain a little bit on it.
Okay, so working capital is more of like cash. It gets directly deposited right into your account, and it's unsecured, so that means there's no collateral, and you can do whatever you want with it. Now, with the working capital loan, it is going to be a little bit shorter term. It's about 3 to 36 months, anywhere in between there. The rates for that might be just a little bit higher, but we do have amazing programs where, like, early payoff discounts and other discounts like that. So it's actually pretty cool.
Okay,
now,
what's the percentage now, rate on that?
It ranges. I can give you a number, but it all has to depend on what you look like on paper. It has to do with your credit on your business, what you guys look like on your credit. It also has to do with your gross annual sales from last year. There's a bunch of things. I don't want to give you like the wrong information, and then it comes back and you're like, oh, you told me this. You know, I don't want to be like that. I want to give you, we're very transparent, and I want to give you 100% honesty of everything I'm trying to say to you. So I don't want to give you an unrealistic number.
Right.
But, you know, like they do range. I can give you a range, you know, anywhere from 10 cents on the dollar to about, you know, 30, 35 cents on the dollar. So it does range. A lot of people like to think that's an APR, but it's a little bit different than an APR, and I can get a little bit more into that too. And then our equipment financing is going to be more of like your regular loans, like on a car or really anything. It's a longer term, you know, anywhere from 2 to 5 years or something like that. That's the regular loan that everybody looks at. So
that's on financing new equipment.
Right. Or used. Yeah, or used. And a lot of, you know, what you see out there in the banks is that a lot of banks don't usually give out loans for used equipment because there's no, you know, they, if anything ever happens, they can't really resell it or anything like that. Also, another nice thing that we do too is that we can get you approved in 24 hours and then funded within 48, which is unheard of as well. So that's another nice thing.
Okay.
And what are you guys looking for? Are you guys looking for, you guys trying to put on more equipment?
Well, we are currently looking for a dozer.
A dozer? Okay.
So we are looking for a piece of equipment. We haven't found what we wanted yet.
Okay.
We don't have anything like right away, you know.
Right.
Working capital, I mean, that could help us out right now where we could get some more loads out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's
so
the nice thing, too, is you
that
can...
That could actually help where the money is here now, and then you get the money in a week, you know, where we could still move wood then.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, so, you never give me your name, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, my name is Mita. I'm Keith.
Mita? That's okay.
Yes.
Sure, okay. Okay.
Bookkeeper.
Oh, perfect. Well, Mita, if you don't mind, real quick, I actually just transferred over from our customer service department, and I'm still kind of like in the training program.
Okay.
And I'm actually gonna. My supervisor has been sitting here with me the whole time, and so with respect to programs and terms and all that stuff, he can go into a lot more depth with that. Because I don't want, like I said, I don't want to give you unrealistic expectations on what we can do for you. So, like I said, he's been here the whole time. And I'm going to pass over the phone to him so he can go, he can give you better numbers, better everything, better information than I can.
Okay.
Okay, so give me 1 second. His name is Sam.
Okay.
All right, 1 second. Hi, is this Mita?
This is.
Hey, Mita, this is Sam. How are you?
Hi, pretty good.
Hey, good. So, you know, Steve was telling me that you might be looking for a dozer. Was that the case?
We are looking for a dozer. We have not found what we are exactly looking for because we're being picky.
Sure, and you should
but,
be.
We want to find exactly what we're looking for because a dozer's going to last a long time, so you want to get what you want.
Absolutely. Now, are you looking for a new or a used dozer?
Depending.
Okay.
We've been looking for used, but depending on, you know, with this may change the way we look, too.
Sure.
So we'll have to see about that. The working capital would work out, depending on your terms. We may be able to move more right now then, and that may help. That would help us make more money because a lot of people are having deadlines now and whatnot, and if you can't get it out fast enough, then you ain't going to get that extra.
Absolutely, yeah.
So,
I mean, it helps to be able to take on more.
Right. So
yeah.
And there's pluses to being able to do what others can't do right away. You know, they lose out, and that, well, that's kind of the boat we're at. You know, you can't jump on it because you can't move it fast enough. And this may allow us to move it fast enough where we actually can pay this and plus make more money.
There you go.
So
that's the goal.
Yeah, that is okay. The goal, right?
All right.
In life.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and, you know, that's what we deal with every day. So we're trying to help you guys make some more money. Let me get kind of a clearer picture of, you know, kind of maybe what we might want to move forward here. So for the dozer, how many dozers do you currently have?
We have none right now.
Oh, okay. So we definitely want to get a dozer. All right.
It'll help out with the other equipment and less stress on that. So.
Okay, sure. Now, for the working capital, were you looking at these as the same thing? Or because the equipment finance, we can finance that dozer traditionally.
Okay,
you know,
so at any point, like if we found one, we could call you and say.
Yeah, and actually kind of a nice little, you know, trait about it is you can actually... We can tell you exactly how much we're able to approve you for and the exact rates that you'd be looking at even before you have the specific dozer in place. So, you know, you can kind of know what you're shopping with as you're shopping around, allow you to be even more picky and shop with a little confidence.
Okay.
So that's something not everywhere is able to offer, but we definitely are. And it kind of, especially in the situation where you want to be picky, it allows you to be picky because you come with the buying power. You know, you have the financing in place rather than going to, you know, a vendor and trying to match into what they have there. You know, kind of locked in at their price, that sort of thing. You kind of go knowing what your cap would be, knowing what your rate is, what you're comfortable paying with. And we can get that in place for you, and it's the approval is actually good for 90 days. So you'd have, you know, within the next 3-month window to shop around and find something that you like.
Time frame that we're hoping for, so that's...
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Now,
at sometime this summer, so... That would
okay,
work.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Now, have you guys financed equipment before?
Well, we did that 2015 M-Bank loan. That was
I see
and
that here now.
There's been equipment in the past, too. But
okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm just looking at the file now. I didn't get a chance to really overview it. Yeah, it looks like it was that M-Bank that, you know, it's your borrowing history that we were able to give you the pre-approval on. Okay, so did you have any idea on a ballpark cost for the dozer of what you've seen so far?
They've been right around 20.
Okay.
They've been right around 20, so, and that's for you, so.
Sure. Okay. Now, what do you guys do for your yearly gross revenue for, like, top line?
I'm not good at math in my head. if you want to do roughly $25,000 a month, normal.
Okay, perfect. All right, yeah, you're definitely in the ballpark. We can get something done for you. Now, do you have any idea how much bringing on a dozer would allow you to make more maybe in a month?
Oh, shit. Last year we lost almost $15,000 not having a dozer.
Oh, wow. So, you know, how does that work for you? Does it just kind of eliminate you from being able to take on specific jobs?
Take on those jobs, yeah.
Yeah.
They were jobs that we were currently working. So if we would have had a dozer, that would have allowed us to take on that part of that job also. So
I gotcha. Let's get you a dozer.
When you subcontract somebody else to do something that you could do if you had that.
Absolutely.
You know, and the payment would be less, you know, way less. One job would pay your payment.
Yeah, 100%. And that's kind of what I wanted to zero in on is to see, you know, how much you're able to make for it. Because if that outweighs what we can get you for a monthly payment, it just makes sense to do.
Every job we could use a dozer on, we could make money with a dozer.
Okay. Have you budgeted at all for a monthly payment on it?
Anything, probably 800 or less.
Okay.
Anywhere from there. I'd say I wouldn't want no payment higher than 800 probably, so.
Okay, yeah, and, you know, we're able to kind of stretch it out up to 5 years, so on a 60-month term, it'll lower that monthly payment, so we could probably find something right in that ballpark for you. Now, are you looking around at a couple different vendors, or is there a specific place that you're seeing what comes through there?
Well, we have a couple vendors that are keeping their eyes open for us, and they know what we want, so that route, and we've been just checking and seeing around our area what, and we got a couple brochures that come to us each month, so we've been just keeping our eyes open for that, so.
I see, okay. Have you guys looked into any auctions or anything like that, like a Ritchie Brothers auction?
No, but maybe now that if we can have a dollar amount, maybe we could.
Exactly that. We actually do a lot of work with all different auctions. Ritchie Brothers is kind of one of the biggest ones. But, you know, it's nice because you can get the financing in place before you go to the auction. And knowing that, it allows you to kind of, you know, bid on it and get something that fits for you.
Right.
I know through my experience that oftentimes you get the best price for something that's mildly used through those auctions. So it's a good route to consider. I would throw it on the list of what you're already doing, and
okay.
it would match up with the way that we are able to set the financing up for you. Now, how about now? Are you the owner of the business over there?
No, Keith is. I am his wife, and I do all the books and secretary work. Basically, if you're calling to talk to him, you're going to talk to me first.
Oh, okay,
so.
Sure. All right, no problem. Now, the reason I ask is, you know, part of it is based on the personal credit of the owner. So how does Keith's credit look like? Is it good?
Well,
is it bad?
His credit report doesn't show too good right now due to a credit card, but it's only at $5,000, and it's not really...
Oh, okay.
You know, so it's not like a big, we're taking care of that. So basically
sure.
In the next week, so his credit report will go up next month. It takes 30 days or whatever. So
yeah. Sometimes even shorter. They report almost, depending on who it is, almost on a weekly basis.
Yeah,
but.
So there's like a house payment on there. Oh, that'll be taken care of tomorrow. So it's not really... None of our loans are past due or a bad history on, I guess, is what you're looking for.
Yeah, you know, just to get an idea, and even if that is the case, you know, the equipment financing, it is, credit is a large factor of it, but it's not the only factor. So we do have programs that can make something work. And then also, you know, if something does happen with the credit and it is an issue, we're still able to get you financing just through the working capital as well. So we have two options here to be able to get you the funds to get the piece in place. So it's entirely possible. I'd just like to get a clear idea of what we're working with, give you the best kind of feedback. Now, you guys are, you know, planning on getting the dozer one way or another? Is that, it sounds like it makes sense. Is that what you're looking at?
It makes sense. Yes, it does. We are looking at getting a dozer. It just is. It's a matter of time and finding the right one. Right now, we're basically looking at that working capital to get that extra. Like I was saying, you know, you move more, you make more.
Uh-huh.
So,
absolutely. Okay.
So I guess the thing we would be looking at is the working capital, depending on your interest rate right now, and then at least getting a ballpark number that we could work on looking for a dozer if
okay,
we
hey,
one. So.
That sounds like a really good plan, and it's something that we can do pretty easily.
Okay.
You know, did Steve get an email address from you?
He did.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is have him put together an email for you, and it'll have... It'll have two applications in it. One is going to be for the equipment financing. The other is going to be for the working capital. So I think what we'll do is we'll get you approved on both of them just to see exactly what's available to you. So
okay.
On the equipment, you know, we'll give you, we'll probably, if you're looking at 20 now, we'll probably get you approved for probably about 30 just to give you some cushion room. And then from there, we can kind of work backwards. We can fit it into whatever you find and adjust the terms to fit that, yeah. And then on the working capital side, we can go ahead and get you, we'll approve you for the largest amount possible. You know, you guys are probably at about 400,000 looking, you know, based on, you know, the 25 a month. So typically on that, we could free up 10 to 15%, which would put you anywhere from, you know, 40 to 60,000 available to you on that. And, you know, if that's much larger than what you're looking at, don't worry. It's the same process. You can work backwards, choose as much as you want. You can
but
go,
we don't,
you know,
necessarily have to maximize that out. We're,
exactly. I
mean, we're obviously probably not going to use that
yeah.
amount, but we can
yeah.
have it that large, and if we need it, we got it then.
It's there for you, yeah. Exactly
okay.
that. So, like, if you only want to use 20, you can do 20. We set you up on whichever term that you'd like. Now, I'll give you a couple, you know, ideas on how that works. Now, if you're using the money to kind of take on a, you know, larger project where you're going to get your payment in, you know, 60 to 90 days, something like that, we can set you up on terms that match that. So you'd set it up on a shorter term where you're making your money back and then paying it back without having to pay too much interest on it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have the option of taking the longest term possible. They go up anywhere from 3 months is the shortest to 3 years is the longest. So we can kind of go over a couple different options for you, see what makes the most sense, and set it up from there.
Okay.
So I think, you know, the best way to usually handle this type of situation, because you're still kind of in the works of finding the equipment, not sure on an exact amount that you want for the working capital, is to just get you approved for the two total amounts and then work
uh-huh.
backwards and see what makes the most sense.
Okay.
So what I can do is I'll have Steve send you an email. It'll be the two applications, and then we just need to see 6 months of the recent business bank statements and the most recent tax return that you guys have. And then from there, we can go ahead and get you, you know, actual numbers and go over the options with you.
Okay.
Does that sound like all stuff that you have pretty handy, the bank statements and the tax return? Do you guys have 2015 finished?
We do. Yes, I could
And you know, if there is any, you know, issue or questions that you have when you're getting, you know, the application together, the email will have all of Steve's direct contact information. And I work, you know, right next to Steve. I'm here, so I can jump in and help at any time too with any questions that you have.
Okay. I will not have June, so I will have
no problem. Yeah, if we can do up through May, we can absolutely get it done for you.
Okay,
so did you have any other questions for me before you let me go?
No, so all that information will be in the email, though, in a number to call back on and a fax number for all this to go to? Or
absolutely, all of those will be in there. And don't hesitate if you have any questions. You can go ahead, you can call, you can email, and then when you're sending everything over, you can fax it or email too, whichever is easier for you.
Okay. All right.
Okay, it's a pleasure talking to you, pleasure meeting you, and it definitely sounds, you know, we'll have a couple options that hopefully, you know, get some more business in place for you, get that dozer rolling.
Yeah.
that would be helpful
this summer.
Absolutely. It was great talking to you. We'll send the email over right now, and like I said, reach out if you have any questions.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye.